friends, and I preach in many Anglican churches back home because they give me the opportunity to do so. But what I'm saying is the system is going that way. As, sadly, are most of the denominations. And the day's coming when we're all going to have to come together and say we are in the body of Christ. From all over the world, persecution will drive us together because we love Jesus and Him alone. And they ride together for a little while. You can read that in those verses 10 and through. Until the countries of Europe don't need the church anymore. They do need her now. Because she's powerful. But the nations of Europe, which is the revived Roman Empire that Daniel speaks about, is going to become so powerful that it won't need the church. That is the apostate church. So what does it do? Verse 16. The ten horns, they're the ten nations of Europe. The ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these hate the whore. Just see the four things that they do. They detest her, they hate her. The time has come for Europe and the revived Roman Empire not to need religion anymore. The beast, the man of sin, is so strong it doesn't need any more religion. And he's going to do away with it because within a few hours of doing away with the apostate church, he sets up his own church and all the world has to worship him and his image. So he's got to do away with the whole apostate church. He detests her. Then he despoils her. He makes her desolate. That church is worth billions and billions. $70 billion the Church of Rome is worth today, worldwide. $70 billion. $34 billion of that is invested in the United States. $5.5 billion in Italy. There is no organization in the world that can vie with her for wealth. That's why Europe needs her. And Europe's going to take all her money. When they destroy her, it says they're going to despoil her, they're going to make her desolate, they're going to take all her wealth. The beast and Europe is going to have $70 billion flowing in to add to his great empire. And then what does he do? He disgraces her. Makes her naked. What's that mean? It just simply means that the nations of Israel, the nations of Europe led by the beast are going to show her to the world for what she was. False. Phony. Apostate. And the beast is going to have a way of doing it so that all the world will see on their television screens how hypocritical and empty the whole religious system was. And the whole of the hypocrisy of the false church will be shown. And finally, they destroy her. Her judgment comes not from the hands of men, but her judgment comes. And not from the hand of God, but from the hands of men. But God wills it. For although men destroy the church, the apostate church, it says, God put it into their hearts to do his will. There are other judgments to come of which we're going to speak tomorrow. The Armageddon and other great judgments, the great white throne. We'll speak of that tomorrow. But I can't leave you tonight without saying, where is your faith? Do you belong to Christ, or are you in that terrible apostate church that is going to meet the most dreadful doom? Every person who calls himself a Christian across the whole world will be dealt with in that great judgment. Where are you going to spend eternity? The Lord loves you. He doesn't want you to be in a false movement that brings you no joy, no peace, no hope, no heaven. Religion is the most miserable thing in the world. It puts burdens on people's shoulders. It makes them wretched. Religion is awful. Christ is wonderful. Salvation is marvelous. Don't go through life with the burden of religion on your shoulder. Come out of your sin and into the Saviour. And let Him wash away your sin and let Him give you His joy and His peace and His love. And tonight, know you're going to heaven rather than go home under the awful, dreadful shadow of death and hell. What will you do with Jesus tonight? Let's turn to the hymn book as we now leave the Word of God and just sing a little hymn, 238. Pass me not, O gentle Saviour, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. 238. Tonight. It's been good to have you with us. If any of you would like to speak with one of us about your spiritual need, maybe you feel tonight you ought to be saved. You don't want to go home tonight until you know you are. Just speak with one of us. I'll be at the back. Speak with me or to someone you know that you could trust and help you. Don't go home tonight unsaved. The Lord loves you. Tomorrow could be too late. Keep praying for the radio programs. You won't be in early enough tonight to hear it, but you can hear us at 9:15 every night, 800 on the dial. You can keep listening in. And I've put some little cards at the back if you'd like to take one. If you would like me to mail you with our monthly literature, if you write on there, I'll make sure that you get some through. There's a little card you can fill in with your address, and I'll make sure we'll get it to you through the month to come. Keep you informed and to challenge you with the Word of God. Father, we thank you tonight for this meeting. If there's anyone now that is in the valley of decision, feeling troubled, wanting peace, wanting sins forgiven, help them tonight to seek salvation. For those of us that are saved, our hearts just go out with 1,000 shouts of thanksgiving that you've been so good to us, so loving, so kind as to save our precious soul. We're not worthy of the least of your blessings, but you have poured them into our hearts, and we thank you, and we praise you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Amen.